Milwaukee is trying a new tactic to put foreclosed homes back in use. Hundreds sit boarded up or abandoned after their owners failed to pay property taxes. The eyesores attract crime and destabilize neighborhoods. So the city is fixing some of the houses and offering to sell them for a dollar. But first, the buyers must lease the property and prove they'd be responsible owners. As WUWM's Aaron Toner reports, some prospective buyers had already been living in the houses.
Bobby McQuay grew up a few blocks away from Washington Park, one of the largest green spaces in Milwaukee's central city. He says it was a great place to spend his childhood, but a lot has changed.
I graduated from Washington High School. Well, I spent about 12 years on 37th and Saranar, which is unfortunately is sitting boarded up now.
And McQuay's boyhood home isn't the only one. Drive through the neighborhood and you see how the recession decimated the older housing stock. Vandals have ruined some abandoned properties. Thieves ransacked others for copper. Even so, McQuay chose to return. We're sitting in the home he rents with his fiance and three kids on North 40th Street. He had arranged a deal with the owner. McQuay would fix up the place and eventually buy it. He flips through photos showing just how much work it needed.
Okay, this was the bathroom. Everything had to come out of the bathroom. Most of the stuff, you know, I just had to replace.
Okay, so it looks like the toilet's not even operational.
No. No, it was. At that point, it was not.
Thieves had literally torn the plumbing out of the walls and ripped up the flooring. So McQuay got busy bringing the house back to life. Now I see fresh paint on the walls, a totally rebuilt kitchen, and shiny dark wood floors.
We did a family project and did the floors. We removed the carpet, sanded the floors as me, my kids, my fiance. Yeah, it took us a little longer. It went perfect, but it was a good job, and it looked a lot better than, as you can see on this photo.
Before he knew it, McQuay had spent $10,000 on repairs. Then a shoe dropped. The owner had failed to pay the property taxes, so the city took ownership. Now, what often happens with these foreclosed homes is the tenant is evicted. But because McQuay had invested so much sweat equity in the house, the city was eager to work with him. Under its new lease-to-own program, he has to pay $500 a month in rent to the city for 2 years. During that time, he must maintain the house and take home ownership counseling. If McQuay meets those requirements, the city will sell him the property for $1.
And not only that part, the city has came in and really helped bring the house up to snuff with some of the things that needed to be done and made the house more comfortable, a lot safer.
If you can look here, the foundation is a brick foundation. It's been compromised. See how the walls bowed through here?
Yeah.
The clay pressure is pushing in the wall. So.
Okay. Bob McInnes inspects foreclosed homes for the city and draws up rehab plans. He says the city budget allocates $20,000 for repairs to each property involved in the rent-to-own program.
Typically roofs, windows, walls, the mechanicals like electrical, plumbing.
So there's a budget of $20,000 per house, but do
right.
Most houses need more work than that?
Yeah, pretty much.
City officials say they know of about 40 people so far who want to take part in the new rent-to-own program. Many, like McQuay, were tenants in the homes before foreclosure. But the program is still quite small, considering the scope of the crisis. In his recent budget address, Mayor Tom Barrett said the number of city-owned foreclosures tops 1,000.
That's more than 13 times the number before the financial meltdown. It has presented challenges for departments and our resources. More importantly, it's a burden for many of our neighborhoods.
And city taxpayers foot the bill. The mayor says the foreclosure problem is the main reason he's asking for a tax increase in the 2014 budget. Bobby McQuay, who's on his way to purchasing a foreclosure near Washington Park, says he hopes more people reinvest in battered neighborhoods.
You know, the power of the people will make things a lot more tolerable and livable. And the neighborhood will always change when you have more homeowners or people with a stake in a community that's living in a community.
The father of three says he'd love to see the neighborhood begin resembling the one he grew up in decades ago. I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 WUWM.